Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
The missing facade. Strange occurrences. Lila's car rolled to a gleaming halt at the edge of Rivardsville. She took off her sunglasses and stared at the sun-drenched town below. Quiet. Almost too quiet, she murmured, stepping out and straightening her blazer. The air had that old-world scent, homely but laced with secrets. Her first stop was the Rivardsville Police Department. Chief Harris leaned back in his chair, squinting at her through a haze of cigar smoke. "You're the detective from the city?" he asked, his gravelly voice belying a curiosity he couldn't hide. Lila Carson. She extended her hand, fingers firm, and Harris's grip matched hers. "Glad to have some fresh eyes on this mess," Harris admitted, motioning for her to sit. "Three people in a month, gone without a trace. It's got the whole town spooked." Lila settled into the creaky chair. "What's the pattern?" Harris pushed a folder toward her. "There isn't one, at least not one we can see. Different ages, professions, no common friends or hangouts." She flipped through the file, absorbing names and faces. "Why call in someone from outside?" she queried. Harris sighed, rubbing his temples. "Small town like this, everyone's connected, makes it hard to stay objective. Plus, the mayor's nephew was the first to vanish." Lila glanced at the chief. "Any suspects?" "None serious, though some folks whisper about that damned scientist, Grayson." Lila arched an eyebrow. "Scientist?" "Dr. Nathaniel Grayson. Lives in that old mansion on the hill. Bit of a recluse, but he's harmless, or so we thought. I'll need addresses for the missing, and I want to talk to this Dr. Grayson," Harris scribbled on a notepad. "Be careful. Nathaniel's smarter than he looks." Leaving the station, Lila felt the prickle of eyes watching her. The homes of the missing were scattered, each adding another layer to the oddness. At the first house, she met Margot, Rivardsville's librarian. Her silver hair was pulled back tight, her eyes sharp behind thick lenses. "Detective Carson," Margot greeted her, holding out a firm hand. "I heard you were in town. It's about time someone competent came along." Lila smiled. "Let's hope I don't disappoint. What can you tell me about the missing? Any unusual behaviors, last sightings?" Margot nodded. "All three visited Grayson before vanishing, seemed overly interested in some historical events, particularly those with paranormal explanations." "What sort of historical events? Years ago, there were rumors of experiments. People claimed they saw things. Grayson never confirmed or denied." Lila took notes, her curiosity piqued. "Any old records I can look at? The library might have something. I'll gather what I can." Next, Lila made her way to Dr. Grayson's mansion. The estate was as imposing as Harris had described. Grayson opened the door himself. Tall and unshaven, he had an aura of a man who knew more than he revealed. "Detective Carson," he said, his voice smooth. "To what do I owe the pleasure?" Lila maintained her composure. "I'm investigating the disappearances. Your name keeps coming up. May I ask you a few questions?" He stepped aside. "Of course, come in." Inside, the air was cool and faintly chemical. Books and papers cluttered every surface. "So, Dr. Grayson, what can you tell me about your interactions with the missing individuals?" Grayson's eyes twinkled with something akin to amusement. "Ordinary conversations. They were curious about my work, as are most people." "And your work involves," Lila pressed. "Biogenetics, among other things," he replied cryptically. Lila glanced around, seeing pictures of unfamiliar faces. "Mind if I take a look at your records? I want to understand their state of mind before they vanished." "Be my guest," Grayson said, with a sweeping gesture towards his cluttered study. "You'll find nothing but notes on my professional endeavors." "Your experiments, Dr. Grayson," she pushed. "Ever disturb you?" He chuckled. "Should they?" Finished with no more than idle pleasantries, Lila left Grayson's mansion. As she arrived at the home of the latest missing person, she found Jenna, the neighbor, pacing outside, agitation lining her features. "They were good folks," Jenna informed her, worry etching each word. "Kurt, especially. The night he left, I saw him heading up to Grayson's place." "Did he say why?" Lila asked. Jenna shook her head. "Just muttered something about finding the truth." With dusk falling, Lila decided it was time to peruse the library records. Margot had several journals ready, their dusty pages whispering hints of past enigmas. These may pique your interest, Margot offered, pointing to passages. Lila's eyes scanned the pages, tales of experiments, people changing, or disappearing. Her heart rate quickened. Were the disappearances connected to these old legends? As the night closed in, she strolled back to her rental. The image of Grayson's knowing smile haunted her. Tomorrow would bring another confrontation, this time loaded with evidence. Chapter 2. Uncovering Ties. Lila pushed the door shut behind her, locking the car remotely as she approached Kurt Jenkins' empty house. Unlike the other inhabitants of Rivardsville, Kurt had a reputation of being a skeptic, always outspoken about his disbelief in the town's whispers of the paranormal. Yet he was the latest to vanish in this unsettling series of disappearances. His house was eerily silent, a stark contrast from the friendly chatter of other homes lining the street. Chief Harris had already authorized her to officially inspect the house, so she worked the lock with minimal fuss. Inside, the place looked meticulously kept, almost untouched. If Kurt had left in a hurry, he had done so without disturbing his environment. Lila's eyes flicked toward the framed photos on the walls, noting the absence of domestic clutter that might have indicated a frantic departure. She headed toward the study, pulling open drawers, flipping through notebooks, and peering into cabinets. Nothing out of the ordinary. Until she reached a hidden compartment in Kurt's desk, a shiver traced down her spine. It contained maps, notes, and sketches, but nothing was more telling than a series of photographs featuring Dr. Grayson's mansion, taken from numerous angles at various times of the day. It seemed Kurt had been watching Grayson for some time. Lila pocketed the photos and maps, determined to cross-reference them later. She turned to leave, but her hand froze on the door handle at the sound of muffled footsteps outside. A moment later, Jenna, Kurt's next-door neighbor, appeared in the window, eyes wide and curious. "What are you doing in there?" Jenna asked, her voice quivering slightly. To diffuse any suspicion, Lila walked out the front door and closed it behind her. "Just looking for anything that might tell us where Kurt's gone," she replied. "Do you have a minute?" Jenna nodded and led her across the lawn to her own house next door. Over a cup of lukewarm tea, Lila probed gently, asking about Kurt's recent behavior and any peculiar encounters. Jenna hesitated, her fingers nervously playing with the edge of her mug. Kurt wasn't himself these last few weeks. He mentioned investigating something huge. He wouldn't say what, but he seemed obsessed. "Did he mention Dr. Grayson?" Jenna's eyes shot up, confirming Lila's suspicions. "Yes," Jenna confirmed, voice barely a whisper. "Kurt said Dr. Roth Grayson was hiding something, something big. He planned on confronting him the night he disappeared." Lila thanked Jenna for the tea and information, leaving her card behind with a promise to stay in touch. Outside, Lila felt the cool breeze filter through her hair, momentarily grounding her in the grim reality. Things were spiraling, and Grayson's name kept cropping up. Determined to confront him, Lila made her way to Grayson's estate. The mansion loomed large and sterile, its grandeur betrayed by the aura of isolation it projected. Ringing the bell, she waited, feeling the edges of her patience fray when the door finally creaked open. Dr. Grayson greeted her with a measured smile. "Detective Carson, to what do I owe this surprise visit?" Lila held up the photos of his mansion she had found in Kurt's desk. "Mr. Jenkins found you interesting enough to watch. Why would that be?" Grayson's smile faded, replaced by a cold seriousness. "Kurt was paranoid. His obsession with my work was unhealthy," he said, stepping aside to let her in. "But I assure you, detective, all my research is legitimate." Taking his lead, she walked into the study, where Grayson's scientific notes were haphazardly strewn. "Your work sounds intriguing. Care to explain?" Grayson pointed to various schematics on the walls. "I'm experimenting with biogenetics, trying to understand and possibly eliminate genetic disorders. Some of my research could be misinterpreted by those lacking the necessary scientific knowledge." Lila leaned in, scanning the notes. "People are vanishing, Dr. Grayson. Alongside biogenetics, have you explored, experimented on people?" His face twisted in barely contained rage. "Absolutely not, detective. I am pushing boundaries in science, not hurting people. The disappearances have nothing to do with me." Lila remained skeptical. "We'll see about that. I'll need any notes or documents from your recent projects." Grayson hesitated before agreeing. They might be hard for a layperson to understand, but I'll comply. After gathering the documents, Lila examined them in her hotel room later that night. The intricate scientific jargons and terminologies indicated cutting-edge work, but nothing immediately incriminating. Still, she couldn't shake the feeling that pieces were missing, hidden deeper than what was on the surface. Determined not to be thwarted, Lila contacted Margot at the library the next day. The librarian provided her with a confidential journal detailing unethical past experiments conducted in Rivardsville. As Lila read through the maddeningly cryptic entries, one name popped up time and again, Dr. Nathaniel Grayson. Lila's pulse quickened. She had to find the laboratory mentioned in the old texts. It would mean digging into Rivardsville's old industrial grounds, long abandoned and shunned by the locals. One location that had repeatedly come up was the old steel mill at the town's edge. Chapter 3. The Unveiling. Lila stood at the entrance to the old steel mill, its rusted doors half jammed, revealing a darkness that beckoned her forward. She lifted her flashlight and stepped inside, her pulse echoing in her ears. The gutted machinery and ancient dust coated everything, but Lila's eyes were drawn to the far corner where a newer, more modern setup of lab equipment stood in stark contrast. Underground, she muttered to herself, remembering the cryptic notes in the historian's journal. She scanned the floor and walls until she found a hidden latch buried under a pile of scrap metal. With a grunt, she heaved it open and descended the narrow stairs it revealed, her flashlight casting eerie movements across the concrete walls. The stairs led to a chillingly sterile laboratory outfitted with high-tech equipment. Lila walked through rows of test tubes and refrigeration units, pausing at a glass chamber illuminated by soft blue light. Inside, she saw something that froze her in place, a lifeless figure resembling herself suspended in a transparent liquid. Her breath came out ragged as realization dawned. Before she could process what she was seeing, a noise behind her made her spin around. Dr. Grayson stood at the entrance to the lab, his expression a twisted blend of triumph and anxiety. "Ah, Lila, I was wondering when you'd find this place," he said, his voice calm but eyes brimming with tension. "What is this?" Lila demanded, motioning towards the chamber with her flashlight. "Why are there clones of me?" Grayson stepped closer, glancing at the chamber with a look almost of paternal pride. "Insurance. You see, the original Lila Carson was difficult. She got too close to the truth, just like you." "I am the original Lila Carson," she snapped, though doubt started gnawing at her. "That's where you're wrong," Grayson continued, his voice steady. "You're designed to be perfect, enhanced even. But more importantly, you're here because the original couldn't handle what she found. We needed you to finish what she started." Lila's mind raced. These were more than disappearances. They were tied to Grayson's twisted experiments. She hadn't just been investigating a crime, she had been living it. Her thoughts were interrupted by the unmistakable sound of footsteps climbing down the stairs. Chief Harris and Margot appeared, both looking grim and resolved. "Chief? Margot? What are you doing here?" asked Lila, her voice betraying the mix of confusion and relief she felt. "We figured out some things after you shared those old journal entries," Harris said, glaring at Grayson. "Margot found more records. They talk about the original Lila's investigation into biogenetic experiments. They made sense when I realized you hadn't aged a day since you first came to town." "So you remember?" Lila asked, clutching onto some semblance of trust. "Too many strange things lined up," Margot nodded, then turned to Grayson. "You can't hide anymore, Nathaniel. The town deserves to know the sin behind the secrecy." Grayson's composure broke. "No, it's for the greater good. People vanish all the time, replaced by better versions. This town owes its prosperity to my work." Lila stepped forward, her hand tightening around the flashlight, now wielded like a weapon. Whatever the justification, it stopped. Grayson lunged, trying to push past her to a control panel at the far wall. Lila tackled him, their bodies colliding with a jarring force. Papers and equipment crashed, echoing in the cavernous lab. Harris joined the fray, grappling Grayson's arms, while Margot braved the chaos, snatching a set of keys Grayson had dropped. As Harris restrained Grayson in handcuffs, Lila hurried to the control panel. "I need to make sure he can't create more clones." "Be careful, Lila," Margot advised, her voice tinged with worry. Lila studied the panel, deciphering the array of buttons and switches. With a final determined push, she shut down the electrical systems powering the lab. The blue light in the cloning chamber flickered and died. "It's over," Lila declared, turning back to the others. "No more clones. No more disappearances." Grayson was dragged upstairs by Harris, still ranting about the promise of scientific progress. Lila and Margot exchanged a heavy glance, then followed. Outside, dawn began to break over Rivardsville. The town still had secrets, but the heaviest burden had been lifted. Harris and Lila made their way to the station to start the long process of filing charges, while Margot returned to her library, hopeful for a quieter, simpler life. As Lila sat at her desk, the gravity of her situation pressed down. She was a clone, an echo of the original, but she was also more than that, a detective who solved the mystery, cleared the fog of deception. And in that, she found a certain peace. "I may not be the original," she thought, "but I'm real where it counts." Lila looked out the window at the town now bathed in morning light, ready to face whatever came next. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.